Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, if you're like me and you're planning to do a huge clear out at some point over the next couple of weeks and declutter and get rid of all of those things that you don't need and the rubbish lying around the house, Anne Tehan from Neatly Home Organisation is with me in studio this afternoon. She's our Tuesday expert to answer listener questions about tips on, well, decluttering our life, Anne, isn't it? It's not just the that kind of useless press that we all have in the kitchen that everything gets chucked into.
Yeah, it's decluttering your life basically to make it a little bit easier. But yeah, starting with that press can be a good idea.
087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. If you have questions, queries, actually, Anne, you mentioned if people want to send in even, you know, photographs or pictures or of a particular space and you can give them advice on that. Yeah. You can get those into us on WhatsApp. So for those of us with junk around the house that we need to dump, where should we start?
I think we're all feeling it at the moment that post-Christmas there's so much new stuff in the house. I know I definitely felt it, kind of feeling the need to clear. So definitely clearing the surfaces makes a really big impact. So your counters, the surfaces in your living room, surfaces in your bedroom, because you're looking at them all the time. So starting with those, which is really starting really small. Because if you dive into like that room where you have all, the, you know, your room of doom, it's just going to be too much, or your attic, it's too big a job to start with. Definitely the new year, everybody's taking on new things and taking on so much. I think keep it really small, like that, your kitchen counters. And number two is definitely don't start with the sentimental stuff, because that's really hard.
Yeah, you have to sit down then and start looking through this and reading cards. And,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that kind of puts you off and you kind of go, oh God, I'm not doing this. So starting small and keep away from sentimental stuff for now.
I'm terrible for, you know, leaving opening letters when I come into the house, and then I leave them on the corner of the kitchen table, and next thing there's, you know, a week and 2 and 3 weeks of letters and they're all building up like a sort of stationary pack or file.
Yeah.
So like, I know what you're saying, so try and keep all of those counters and tables clear and clean.
Yeah, and if you have, I'd be the same, like, because I would have called myself a clutter magnet in the past. I'm not naturally organised. I kind of learned kind of ways to make my life a little bit easier with a busy family. So I have a tray, and it's a cute round tray with little pink things on the top. So a pretty looking tray that's on my counter, and all that stuff goes into it. So at least it's contained in this pretty tray.
It has a home.
And
it,
yeah, it's not all over the counter. And then once a week, have a day that you go through it.
Now, I don't know about you, but when I'm on TikTok, right, I feel like everybody in the world must have some kind of organizer or tub or box or state, you know, some sort of place for every single thing in their house, whether it's sauces, herbs, ingredients, like every single thing has a home. The pasta is going into some sort of a box now. Nothing is staying in its kind of rightful home.
Yeah, well, if everything has a home, well, I don't decant food and stuff like that. I don't do that. But some people do, and I think there's pros and cons for it. But everything needs to have a home, because otherwise it'll be floating and it'll be clutter. But if it has a home, if something you're using, it needs to have a place, so that's where you'll find it. And that's
but every
where you'll
ingredient
put it back.
Doesn't need to go into some sort of plastic tub of work. Like.
No, definitely not. No. But have a place for your pasta, like a shelf or a drawer.
It needs somewhere that it sits. Listeners wondering, do you have to be in a certain frame of mind to start decluttering?
Some people are kind of wait for to get into the frame of mind, but that might never come. So I think just start, like start with the really small ones. I have just started, well, the 1st of January, because I felt that need to clear with all the Christmas stuff around. And I started a Declutter With Me series on my Instagram. And if you want to take the guesswork out of it at all and you don't feel that you want to start decluttering, you can just follow along with it every day. I literally tell you where to declutter and tell you what to do. So
where are you starting?
The first day I did, it was just, you know, that area over kitchen where you've thrown all the empty boxes, the junk, kind of where you've dumped things. That's where I started on the first. Can't remember the second. Oh, the second was kitchen counters.
What was today?
Today was the junk drawers.
Okay.
Junk drawers for me.
I imagine that's a kind of that's a big job.
Not really. Right. Well, I suppose it can be, but that's on today. And then for the next few days, I will have one. It's kind of the places that you see the most are going to bother you because you're looking at them all the time.
Yeah.
So the entrance hall, kitchen counters.
It's a good idea to pick one spot a day and look at it that way.
It's just manageable. And you can even stick a timer on or stick News Talk on, have a listen. You know, something in the background that you're listening to.
Listeners planning on starting with their wardrobe, would it make sense to put things away in a box first to make sure that I don't want them, or should I just take them out of the wardrobe and get rid of them?
I'd first of all break it down. I wouldn't do a whole wardrobe in one day. I'd say do your jeans today, do your tops tomorrow. Because it's actually...
It's not going to take you the whole day to go through that.
It's your wardrobe. Oh, you'd be surprised when you pull out everything from your wardrobe, what's in there. It could take you a few hours, right. Definitely. So I would, if you have a few hours set aside, go for it. But I think just to keep it more manageable is do a category or a couple of categories. I have folded clothes done one day and I have hanging clothes done another day on the declutter with me thingy. But it is a good idea if you're not sure to put them away for a little while and see if you look for it.
If you need them.
But really, if it's there a long time and you haven't used it, you know, just get rid of it. Someone else will use it.
Yeah, I have a lot of gold clothes, you know, gold dresses from 5 and 6 years ago that are in boxes at the top of my wardrobe that I'm planning to rewear this, you know, that I've been planning to rewear on, to be honest, for about the last 3 years. So I think at this stage, it's time to part ways with them.
Yeah.
Listeners wondering, they have a storage unit under their stairs that we tend to throw everything into. It's full of boxes. I've no idea where to begin. Please help.
Oh, take one box out at a time again. It's breaking it down again because if you take it all out, it'll just do your head in. So take one box out, sort it out, get rid of whatever is going, donate. If you kind of have four piles, so you'll have your keep, so it's what's going back in there, your donate, your recycle or bin, or your, the last one is doesn't belong here. So it's really important to have the doesn't belong here one, because if it's something that you go, oh, God, oh, this is for my bedroom, and off you go to your bedroom, and then you see, oh, I have to make my bed, and you have to do, you know, you get distracted. So keep the doesn't belong here pile till you're finished and then rehome them. But I would definitely, under the stairs, take it one box at a time and have a look at your storage solutions. Can you shelf it out? Can you get those drawers? Is there hanging things?
Well, this listener has a full storage unit, they're saying, under their stairs. They obviously have quite a big space.
Okay, well, is it? Yeah. It needs to be managed well that they can get at. So label everything that's going back in, and even a little list on the inside of the door. Say in box one, this is what's in it. In box two, this is what's in it.
Nice little bit of organisation to make you feel better about that. This listener, Anne, is looking for some advice. When my granny passed away, I took a few things from her house and I've had them in boxes ever since. When I lost my dad, I did the same thing. Now I have all these boxes of sentimental things that I never go through. Any advice on where to get started?
Oh, they can be really hard.
Yeah, it's very hard.
Yeah. I think go through them. If you have a friend who does with your family member, because it's going to be emotional. And some of the things will hold some more memories than others, and maybe you will let some go and maybe put some on display or put some somewhere that if it reminds you of that person, you know, and you have, when you see it, I think it's nice just to look at it and it reminds you of the person, but you might be able to slowly let things go.
Yeah.
And maybe over time edit it in a few months' time or years' time, go again.
Listener says, we have to clear out my mother-in-law's house. She died just a few months ago. Have you any tips on decluttering? They are the sentimental values. How should we even approach it?
That's a really hard one again. And it depends on, because family members can have different ideas. And I know a lady who wants me to declutter. I think it's about 5 years ago that her mum passed away, and she just put everything, literally everything, straight into a storage space, you know, the ones you rent. And it's there costing her a fortune, and she knows she needs to go through it, but she wasn't ready. So I do think you have to be ready. So there's, and each person is going to be at different stages. Mm-hmm. But again, it's a box at a time. Just go through it. Get through it really slowly.
It's very difficult when somebody passes away in the house, you know, and all their clothes, you know, are there and in the wardrobe. And at what point is the right time to, you know, and that's difficult.
It's really difficult, especially if the house has to be sold when you have to do it. That's really hard. But professional organisers are, you know, are here to help with that if you do need help.
When we're moving house next month, says this listener, Anne, I've started packing up, but my husband is a total hoarder. Where do we start with this job?
I do a lot of pre-move declutters, and it just makes the whole move and settling into the new house a way easier.
You're kind of a referee then for somebody that can't get rid of old boxes and phone boxes and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, stuff that you really don't need. But I think with a little gentle nudge, and they see that it's going to be easier, there's less to pack, less to move, that it does make life a way easier. Yeah, so Start small and see if you get rid of a few things and build momentum.
I find I buy storage boxes to help reduce clutter, but I end up having more clutter then in these boxes. What should I do?
Oh yeah, don't.
Is the box, all the box does is hide the clutter, just move it from one place to the other.
Exactly. Don't buy any storage until you've decluttered and then you know what you need space for.
Kids playrooms, where do you start? Advice on how to get the kids to part with old toys that they don't play with anymore.
If you persuade them, I suppose, that another child will get use out of it. They're not probably going to get rid of everything, but even one thing at a time. And when they get new toys, if you get them in the habit of one in, one out, so when one new toy comes in, that they know to make space to play, that they have to get rid of an old toy.
Okay, another listener on looking for advice on a decluttering schedule, like bursts of decluttering, or do you set aside a weekend to do it all together? What might work best?
Like I have on my Instagram there, mine is a 10-day one that you can follow, and then I'm going to be doing, it's kind of a light declutter, it's kind of surface declutter to get us started at the beginning of the year, but I will be doing kind of a deeper dive going into the cupboards in the kitchen and things like that later on in January, so you can follow along with things like that. You'll find loads on the internet where you can print out a schedule and write in. I think little bits at a time are better.
Little bits rather than setting aside one whole weekend. Yeah, it can be a long weekend if that's what you're at. Particularly, I know if you're going to tackle or start at my house anyway, for sure. Auntie Ian, Neatly Home Organisation. Anne, thanks a million for joining us. People can find you on social media there, and I'll share them on my own account as well at Andrea Gilligan 1.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.